Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am your host, Tinfoil Tom. You've landed yourself in the middle of unbelievable mysteries. As a friendly reminder, I'd like to ask that if you were listening on Apple Podcasts, that you kindly rate and review the show and check out the Patreon for the program. New rolls of tinfoil aren't cheap, and every dollar helps find the truth. We will be right back after a quick ad. Welcome back to the show. We are continuing with our series, North American Cryptids, for the fall season. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Today, we unlock the cryptozoological cages again with the case of the Shenango Dog Boy. Buckle up and let's take a trip to rural Pennsylvania on today's episode of Unbelievable Mysteries. What is more scenic than the East Coast in the fall? The changing of the leaves, the summer month's heat yielding to cool fall temperatures, eventually becoming a blanket of snow in the region. Buildings and structures dating back to the founding of our country. But if you were really unlucky, you might have a chance encounter with the Dog Boy. Since we all know that the Dog Man is actually in Hawaii chasing bounties, let's take a look at this particular case and see what's going on here. Shenango County is a township of about 7,500 people named for the Shenango River and was founded in 1796. It's a rural township with a very middle-class demographic. It could be any number of hundreds of small townships on the East Coast. What sets it apart, however, is this strange tale. Margie Lytle was just a kid when she saw it, over a half century ago, but she still remembers the details vividly. It was this time of year, early fall, when her and her friends, led by Margie's mother, came upon the home while on a walk, where local legend said someone or something sinister lived. Blood-curdling howls were said to be heard from the home. Even Lytle's mother had heard that the Dog Boy lived in the home, which was, at the time, a working farm. Now, legends usually have some element of truth to them. But was this an example of misremembering events from years before? Was it local folklore feeding into some sort of hysteria? Local legend tell tales of a coven of witches who called upon a similar creature to protect the area that they lived in years past. Could this legend feed into what was seen given the time of year? Early fall for many means one thing, Halloween. And what's better than feeding into some creepy tales of the macabre while on a walk in the bone-chilling autumn air? Regardless of what it was, what happened to Margie next is enough to send shivers up and down your spine. The group hurried to walk past the farmhouse after Lytle's mother confirmed she had heard stories of the creature residing in the area. Then, as the group passed the home, they heard something. A howl. Margie's mother turned to the group of children and said to the kids one simple word. Run. The kids ran as fast as they could to get away from the house. Lytle, the slowest of the group, tried to keep up. But then something lunged for her and grabbed her by the arm. It was the Dog Boy. Unable to break free, she was in horror to see this werewolf-like creature, covered in dark fur, with deformed front arms, snarling at her. She was caught in the creature's grip. Just when she thought it was curtains for her, Margie's mother ran back and forced the creature off Margie. The Dog Boy retreated back to the farmhouse, when Margie caught one last glimpse of the creature as she ran back to safety, unharmed. Margie never saw the Dog Boy again, but she still remembers in detail the events of that night so many years ago, saying, quote, all those feelings come back, in recent interviews. Reports of dog boy or dog man encounters are not uncommon for the area. To this day, the creature remains undiscovered. Perhaps someday we will find more hard evidence, but until then, if you're out for a late night walk in a small township in Pennsylvania, and you think you feel like you're being watched, maybe you are. By the dog boy. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I hope you had a good time with this episode. This was a really fun story for me to hear. If you've had any encounters with creatures of the night and want to share your story, leave me a voice message via the Anchor app. I'm ready to believe you. So long, everyone! If you like the show or have suggestions and/or comments, be sure to leave a message for the show via the Anchor app. And if you'd like to help support future content, consider supporting the Patreon for the podcast. Link for that is in the show notes.